Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed. We're finally getting into some of the meat and potatoes, shall we say, of the whole intricacies of wounds and getting healed. So hopefully you're taking what we're learning and spending some time thinking about it. The past couple of weeks we've been talking about or identifying general categories of wounds that across the board we all experience. And these are the generational wounds, the family wounds, parental wounds, and personal wounds. And what we'll find is very often the closer someone is to us, the more power they have over us, the more power they have to wound us. And since we are the closest to ourselves, we very often have the greatest power to wound ourselves. And as we find out what those wounds are, we're going to start today by learning to identify different kinds of wounds. We'll find it's all based on almost we have a tendency to let our mind, our will, and our emotions do whatever they want. And because of that, we allow them to get us in trouble. So part of, or a lot of what we're going to be learning to do is bring our mind, will, and emotions under our control. As we do that, we will experience less wounding. Not none. We will be still vulnerable just because we're here on this earth. But the wounds we will experience, we know, will not be because of being unprepared or ignorant, but because we are basically the opposite, because we are on the offensive in taking our identity seriously as overcomers. So what we will find is that we will no longer be hesitant about what God calls us to do in any given situation, even though we recognize that there will be rejection and hurt, as well as joy and, satisfaction in what God has for us to do each day. So it's the right hand and the left hand of God. It's the blessings and the disappointments. It's a combination of whatever God brings into our lives, learning to accept that. Not because we are at His mercy, but because we are learning how to be what God made us to be. And that is part of Him, part of, you know, joint heirs with His Son, co-inheritors of everything God is doing. So we have a high expectation of what He is doing, and part of that is having a high expectation of the healing He wants us to have. We never want to settle for where we're at, and we also don't want to settle for just feeling better, just getting over something. We want to go beyond that and be trusting in God that what he the situations he brings us through are to reveal what he wants to deal with us about. Just as, you know, we know, never pray for patience, because what will happen is you'll be put in situations where you'll need patience. Well, likewise, we can trust that the process that God wants us to learn how to be spirit beings in this world, to live as overcomers, to rule and reign in this earth, he will put us in positions where we need to learn how to rule and reign. And we start with our own soul. We start with learning to rule and reign over our own soul. Now, he's a multitasker, a multifunction. We aren't always so good at that, but he is. And so even though he is focusing on or bringing our attention to any given area, that doesn't mean he's not already working in 17 million other areas in our lives. So we've talked before about by the time he brings something to our attention, he's already done 99% of the work. And he just wants us involved in the last few percentage points. It's the tip of the iceberg that he's already done, but what we see and what we participate in is the icing on the cake, to mix my metaphors a little bit. So we look at the kinds of wounds that we've experienced. And one of the reasons we're analyzing wounds is because we want to be objective about our wounds. We want to take out of the whole concept of being wounded some of the pain, some of the hurt, some of the anger, some of the emotion, and bring it down to, you know, and also take out some of the trying to understand, trying to make sense of things, and as well as regret for decisions we made based on our pain or on behalf of others. So there's a lot of aspects of being wounded that we want to look at clearly, so we are not going to be filtering what that wound is all about, the truth and the lie. We're not going to be filtering it by our temperament, by our mind, will, and emotions. So that's one of the reasons we get fairly analytical about what wounds are, where they came from, and what to do about them. We sort of want to take some of the heat out of it and be very cold about what they are. Doesn't mean that a lot of times it doesn't hurt any less from being objective. And the regret isn't as strong. It may not be any less strong. The point being is that it will not last as long, and we'll talk about some of the effects of being healed, but experience the healing power of God. And just by going through that experience of being healed is a relationship issue with him, that until you've experienced that real healing, it's such a personal contact with him, that for those who have resisted that with him, that's blocking him from making himself real in an area that is very vital to us to learn to be spirit beings. Because when we are hurting and he relieves us of that hurt in whatever way, shape, or form, we recognize that it's not anything that we did or could do, but it is an expression of his love for us, and all we can do is say thanks. All we can do is accept that healing and be grateful for it. So that's what we have looking ahead for us. In the past few weeks, as I said, we've been talking about the sources, general categories of where some of our wounds come from. So we want to also start looking at how we identify wounds, how we approach the whole concept of being able to say, okay, that's a wound, and that isn't. When, in general, when we think of being wounded, what's the first thing we think of? Pain. Ouch. That hurts. Wounds are painful. And unfortunately, most of the time, that's how they get our attention, by causing us pain in some way. Though not all unpleasant experiences in our lives stem from being wounded, because sometimes bad things just happen, there are three ways we can identify a wound that needs to be dealt with by God. And generally, if you can identify a wound, it means God is ready to deal with it, or already has and wants to reveal it to you. So first, we have a disproportionately strong reaction to a circumstance or something someone said or did, or even to a thought or feeling. Okay, so it's out of proportion. It's off the chart. It's a bigger reaction than would be appropriate to that circumstance. Secondly, we have a reaction that lasts a disproportionately long period of time. And just as a measuring stick, I use that something that is still bothering us or bothering me after 24 to 48 hours after the incident or the thought or, you know, the memory even, if something is still bothering me 24 to 48 hours afterwards, it's probably a wound that God is ready to heal. Thirdly, when we make plans or decisions in order to avoid a particular circumstance or situation or person, that's a real good indicator that there's an unhealed wound in an area that involves that situation. So if it's a disproportionately strong emotional reaction, if that reaction lasts, whatever reaction, lasts a disproportionately long period of time, 24 to 48 hours. In other words, if something somebody said 3 days ago, you're still thinking about. You're still thinking, okay, what, I should have answered this. Or you're thinking about it at night before you go to bed. Or driving home, you're still thinking about it. That's probably an indicator that that's an unhealed wound that God is ready to heal. Or if you're making plans around or decisions around a person or an event in order to avoid it, that's also a good indicator that there's an unhealed wound there that God is ready to heal. So we can say that there's an unhealed wound in an area if it affects our behavior disproportionately, if it affects our decision-making disproportionately, or if it affects our thinking or feeling disproportionately. And we say disproportionately because, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, when somebody says something mean to you, for instance, or hurtful, or you're in a hurtful situation, you're rejected. It's a normal thing to feel wounded. to be wounded, to be rejected. It's when it, instead of coming to pass, it comes to stay. That's when there's something in us that we have believed a lie about that incident. And when we believe a lie, that's a wound. And we'll go into later about why it's not something we have an option about dealing with. It's not just about you feeling bad. It gives an inroad to our lives by our enemies. And so it's not just something that we can wink at and think, okay, well, it's easier to not deal with it. So as long as nobody else knows about it, I'm just going to not even worry about it anymore. The problem is that others do know it's there. And maybe just not people, that people. There may be, you know, your our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, are all waiting for an opportunity to take advantage of your woundedness. So when we wink at a wound, when we say, well, I can live with this, it's easier than dealing with it, we are giving place, we are abdicating that battlefront to our enemies. So we can tell we've been healed in an area when something that used to bother us a lot, out of proportion, no longer bothers us as much or for as long, nor keeps us from avoiding that person, event, or situation. So, say somebody just drives us nuts and we can't stand being around them. We know that God has healed us from that wound that that person got too close to when we no longer have that disproportionate reaction when we think about that person or around that person or talk to that person. That doesn't mean we're all of a sudden going to like them or want to make them our best friend. It just means that God has healed that wound. So what do we do about a wound? These are all just red flags. Okay, so now what? We see a red flag in our life where we're making decisions, our emotions are out of proportion, are overreactive. And a lot of times we get these indicators, these signs that there's a red flag from others. You know, other people that care about us will say, you know, you're taking this a little hard. Aren't you overreacting? These are all good indicators that there may be a wound there. And as with anything else, what do we do first? We take it to God. God, is this something you're ready to deal with? Is this something you want to heal? Is this a wound? And we'll go through the specific steps you can start with. We've talked before about how there's no absolute, okay, this is the only way to do this. This is a place to start and let God speak to you about, for you, I want you to follow these steps. So, and if you've learned other approaches from other people, if they work, if you are getting free from these things and you're seeing the results in your life of that freedom, then that doesn't really matter what the process is. So what do we do about that wound? We start by talking to God about it, rather than trying to get over it using our own strength. Remember that God wants to heal all of our wounds, though it will be according to His timetable and in His order. Like I said, we don't want to settle for anything less than complete healing. There may even be wounds that you have lived with all of your life and have merely accepted as part of your character. You may have come to consider yourself as critical or quiet or lazy or sweet, when these are really just behaviors you have used to protect your wounds. We must learn to depend on God to let us know, because it may not be an unhealed wound at all, but our unchecked temperament or even demonic interference, which need to be addressed and dealt with differently than we would address and deal with an unhealed wound. And we'll address those later as well. So, what's the difference between a wound and an unhealed wound? Being wounded is no big thing. I know that sounds disappointing, but if we're in this earth, if we're going to be here on this earth, we're going to be wounded. So being wounded isn't the problem, unless we let that wound fester and become infected. We want to learn how to go to the Father and get healed. We want to be able to do that, to go to Him and get healed as easily and quickly as we breathe. As soon as we begin to neglect a wound, we begin to be closed to God in that area. We are unable to be fully dependent on Him in that area. So we want to take care of these things quickly, and we want to be able to rejoice in what He's doing in our lives. We want to participate in the healing He's doing. God's measure of success is based on our dependence on Him, not on how well or how much we're doing. So, as far as healing is concerned, our success will be measured not on how much healing we're getting done in our lives, or how much wounding is being revealed, or how much we're allowing Him to let us be wounded. Instead, in the matter of woundedness, success will be measured on how much we are depending on Him to heal us. Again, that's another area of giving up our control. That's really the battle of the flesh, and we'll get into that. So, just what are some, when we're talking about wounds, what are some good examples? In our mind, wounds will often manifest in an inability to concentrate, bad dreams, and recurring uncontrollable thoughts. Okay, let me just repeat that. What we're doing is your soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotions. And those are the wounds we're talking about. Wounds in your mind, wounds in your will, and wounds in your emotions. So wounds in your mind will often manifest themselves in an inability to concentrate, bad dreams, and recurring uncontrollable negative thoughts. Sometimes, you know, positive thoughts, but generally negative thoughts. But the whole, that you can't still your mind, that you feel like you're at the mercy of your mind racing. Now, under stress, sometimes that's a normal reaction to stress, is our mind just races. But if it's still racing 2 days later or 3 days later, you want to ask God, is there something else going on here? Then in our will, wounds often manifest as the need to control everything, or the refusal or inability to make reasonable decisions. Okay, so will is always about decision making and actions, taking actions, what we do, behavior. In the emotions, wounds are manifested through the need for stuffing emotions, even denying that they exist, or by not shepherding your emotions at all and allowing them to splatter everywhere. Letting everyone know exactly how you feel in no uncertain terms. Each of these, each one of us manifests in one way or another at one point in our lives. It's a variety of points in our lives. The point is that each one of us, because we all have a mind, will, and emotions, we all get wounded in each one of those areas. So you may be of a temperament that falls more into being stronger in your mind, your will, and emotions. That doesn't mean you're not going to be wounded in areas that are not your strengths, that are not significant to you. So say you're a very emotional person, and so you're going along and God is healing you in your emotions, and you get used to how the wounds occurred, and you get used to the process and the freedom that comes from the healing. But then all of a sudden God shows you how in your will that there's an area of woundedness in your will. And that may even be a greater challenge for you because it is so not part of your temperament that you're not used to how your will works to begin with. And here he comes along and says, okay, I want you to learn to start making, being proactive in making certain decisions. And that may be a real challenge for you, but it's part of your healing in that area. This is, again, why it's so critical that we learn to depend on God. Because if we start trying to decide, this is where my wounds are, this is what they look like, this is what they feel like, and this is how to fix them, all we're doing is using the strength of our soul to try to change and fix another part of our soul. And that will not only not heal the one wound, the first wound, it will create a second and a third and a fourth. And because the lie will be that we have believed that we can truly heal ourselves. Only God heals us. Only God can set us free. But we can learn to go to Him. He wants you healed. He wants you complete. He wants you free. So we will pick up there next Tuesday. And Thursday at 6:30, we'll be talking about getting to know God on a more intimate level. We've been talking about waiting on Him. And if you have not had an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts, because what I'd like you to be able to do is have some of these experiences of trying to wait on Him. And we talk about setting aside time and going through, working out a routine that's good for you, a location, and picking out a location and a time, and taking this all seriously. Also taking this getting healed seriously. These are things God wants you to learn. So He's made a way for you to learn them. We still have to show up to school, though. We have to go with Him. He's not, though He will free us and heal us many times without us cooperating with Him, His final goal is that you would learn to rule and reign with Him on this earth. To do that, we need to embrace His purpose for us. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you again Thursday at 6:30. Have a great evening.